Well, don't believe the hype coming from Ottawa these days. There is little to no chance of a snap election next spring. Now, some pundits are trying to read the tea leaves here and suggesting that since the Liberals have laid out a criteria to ensure that incumbent Liberal MPs are guaranteed renomination for the next election, they figure that means it's game on. What they're really doing is developing a strategy to start fundraising to fatten the war chest for each riding. And in fact, the Conservatives are doing something very similar with their candidates or potential candidates. The Liberals would be foolhardy to pull the plug on this parliament and risk being banished to the political sidelines. They have a deal with the NDP that should keep them in power for another 3 years. And their party, and their leader for that matter, are not polling well these days. History shows us that any government that tries to seek a fourth mandate is rarely successful. So it would behoove the Liberals to delay the next election for as long as possible. Common sense dictates that when your government is taking the heat for things like crippling inflation and your main opponent is leading in the polls, you don't throw caution to the wind. I mean, maybe in 2025, inflation will be just a bad memory. Maybe there'll be different political leadership. I mean, who knows for sure? The future is uncertain, but the present is pretty clear. Calling an election in these troubling times would be political suicide. I'm Bill Kelly.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.